This is What You Said podcast. My name is Miss Tavy, and I rebranded my podcast for 2024. So if you are here, it's only because you want to hear some real stuff. Because here we talk about real life situations and ways to elevate and grow from the situations that we went through. There's no sugarcoating, no beating around the bush, none of that. No, we talk about real stuff, real life, real situations. And then we reflect on how to grow and how to elevate, not be stagnant. So again, welcome and thank you. This episode is called What About Your Friends? Y'all remember that song by TLC? What about your friends? Can they stand around if they let you down? Yeah. Well, y'all really need to go back and take a listen to that word, friend. Listen to that song. I think that that word friend is misused so much. When I was coming up, friends, or when you call someone a friend, that really meant like, that meant something. You know what I mean? Like, you show loyalty to them, they show loyalty to you. Y'all had each other's back, you know, kept each other's secrets. Then, you know, it just, the meaning of friendship back in the days meant so much. Now it doesn't mean anything at all. People will call you friends and sis and bruh and stab you in the back the next minute. So I'm gonna tell y'all about a few of my little friendships, so-called friendships, okay? Now, the most recent friendship that I developed was last year. And I met this chick. Well, I had met this chick a while back. And I just never connected with her because I just never connected with her. So I decided to give it a try. Well, the connection was cool. We was vibing. Everything was good. But then I started noticing little shit. Little manipulations and narcissist behavior. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to make sure that I keep my P's and Q's, you know, straight, capitalize, cross my T's and dot my I's, make sure I'm good on my end. That way I don't have to worry about being manipulated or being connected to a narcissist. Well, it was somewhat okay, you know. But then I think that on my behalf, I overplayed my position. And I'm going to tell you why I think I overplayed my position. Because I was so happy to have a female friend that I was just talking about everything. Every fucking thing that I could talk about, I was talking about it with her. And she even hooked me up with a little buddy of hers that they had slept together already before. And see, in my mind, I didn't think nothing of it until after I got hooked up with the dude. Now, me and the dude was just supposed to be photography, you know, dealing with photography and shit. So, and I don't know, whatever. That's another story for another time, because that shit was on some other shit too. Anyways, me and this dude started, you know, kicking it or whatever. And I don't know, it just seems like the sky changed after a while. And it became like standoffish and attitudes and not returning calls or answering phones and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? You know, like, what's going on? Because I know I ain't did nothing too. You know what I mean? So, like, what the fuck is, what is this all about? So, anyways, like, one day, I was literally going through some shit. Like, literally going through some shit. This was right before the New Year's came in. I was going through some shit. And in around wintertime, the holidays, I tell everybody, it's like, I start getting in my feelings around this time because I don't like it because of my childhood past. Yeah, I know I still got some shit to work on when it comes down to that, but hey, I'm letting you know that around about this time of the year, I start feeling a little sad. I let people know that. If you're in my life, I'm letting you know. Now, my kids were out of school for Christmas vacation, and shit was just not right in my home. With everybody who's in my home, shit was just not right. Like, it was chaos, it was chaotic, it was ridiculous. And this was like right before the New Year's came in. Now, I'm sitting here trying to reach out to other people just for resources for like mental support, basically. Like, I just needed somebody who didn't live in my house. I just needed somebody for mental support because the shit that I was dealing with in my house didn't make any fucking sense at all. Right? So, I'm calling people. People ignoring me, not answering my text messages and shit. I was like, all right, cool. And her too. She was one of them. So, I was like, all right, cool. It's always what you need a motherfucker and they not there. So, this is what ruined it for me. This is what I put a pin in it and I said I was done. I don't know. One day I text old girl and I was just like, hey, how you doing? I've been calling you and texting you. You ain't been answering my text messages or my phone calls. I was trying to check on you. She texted me back and said she was mad at me or pissed at me or some shit. And I kind of figured that. And I was like, I kind of figured that. But why? Like, what was your reason? She would not give me a reason. This is why my feelings were hurt. I told you twice. I don't tell people I love them like that. That is not something I throw around loosely. So I told her, not once, but twice, like, yo, I love you as a sister. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love you. And there was no response back to that. And so when I spoke on it, then that's when I found out that she was pissed at me with no explanation as to why you was pissed at me. And then on top of that, I'm sitting here trying to tell you that I'm going through some shit mentally. So if I did not check in with anybody, it's because I had done checked the fuck out. But I never got the opportunity to tell her that. And after she said that she was pissed at me and wouldn't give me an explanation for it, that was it for me. That was really it for me. And to this day, I'm not even mad at her. You know what I'm saying? But she did hurt my feelings because I had just got comfortable with being able to be cool with other people again after having another episode. Like, okay, so that was what, 2022? That was last year. All right. So y'all know I try to make a friend a year because too many people I can't do. So 2021, right? This was like actually 2020 and 2021. I had done got hooked up with this group. I was trying to network and get out and advance myself with folks, right? By the way, I'm gonna do another episode of What About Your Friends, and I'm gonna start talking about some other stuff, what I see other people do to their friends. Yeah. Anyways, 2020 and 2021, I caught myself trying to connect with this group. It was a modeling group. Now, if you know me, you know I'm into modeling, and I like taking pictures, and I like modeling. So I got connected to this group, and you would think that everything was going straight, and it was to a certain extent. But my goofy ass sitting here thinking that I can make friends with people, and sitting here thinking that people gave a fuck about me in this group, and they didn't give two fucks about me. Now, what they gonna tell you is, Octavia put on, she took on too much, she didn't reach out to nobody, this, that, and the third. And what I'm gonna tell you is, that's bullshit. Now, I'm gonna tell you the behavior I seen, and it wasn't an assumption. I'm a very observant person. I observe a lot of shit. When motherfuckers think I just be tripping, I be really observing shit. I be, you know, I be acting crazy, so you don't know, but I be observing shit. All right, so the group, right? I had things that I was posting, events that I was trying to do, different promotions and shit that I was doing on social media. I know you see my shit because I post all the time. Everybody sees my shit because I'm constantly posting on social media. So there's no way you can't say that you didn't see my shit. You didn't share my shit. You don't comment on none of my shit. You didn't even be supportive. But here I am, going over and beyond, sharing your shit, commenting on your shit, inviting people to your shit. Like, I was that type of person. But you would do this with everybody else, but not me. I found out that I intimidate folks because I appear to be this strong individual that people feel like I don't need someone, or she don't need my support. She gonna be just fine. So with that group, I had some shit happen where I had a fire, and it was just a lot of shit that was going on, and it was just like motherfuckers did not give a fuck about the shit that I was going through. But you want me to care about the shit that you're going through? Fuck out of here. What the fuck do I look like? One-sided friendships. I can't do it. I got another one. One-sided friendship. I think I talked about this in one of my other podcasts. I think. I had this one-sided friendship. I met this chick when I came to Charlotte in 2010. When I was pregnant with my son, 2010. I met this chick at a shelter. I stayed in the shelter for a couple of months. This one might be the one that hurt the most. And I had to really just say fuck her and move the fuck on. Because I wasn't going to get an apology. She was not going to see my side. She wasn't going to see my point of view. Because she was a one-sided person. It was always her. So anyways, I met this chick, 2010, was at a shelter. I ain't think nothing of it. She had a daughter. I thought she was pretty cool or whatever. So we kicking it or whatever. You know, I had my baby, came back to the shelter. Me being who I am, I got into a lot of fights. Because first of all, you ain't finna talk to me crazy. I don't know you, bitch. Secondly, you're not finna touch my baby. I don't give a fuck who you are. That's who I was. And then I had my daughter who was just learning how to walk. So that was very fun. So I got kicked out of the shelter. She did too. So we go and I follow her dumb ass to the hood, go stay the night at somebody's crib. Come to find out we can't stay there. So we go somewhere else and couldn't stay there. So we ended up going to the hotel. Now, mind you, I'm a hustler. I would sell drugs before I sold my ass. That's how I was back in the days. I'd rather get a brick, break it down, whatever, do what I gotta do. That's me from back in the days. I don't do that now. But back in the days, you would have told me what you want to sell, your ass or some drugs, and I would have said, give me some drugs. It's easier to sell. Ass, motherfuckers ain't paying the value price. Anyways, so we had a room. She so-called supposed to be selling her twat, and she wasn't selling nothing. I'm sitting here selling weed and shit, trying to goddamn keep a room. And that shit was ridiculous. That shit was like the most, when I think about that shit was crazy as fuck. I'm gonna be honest. I had a fucking newborn baby. Well, not a newborn, because, well, he was a few months old. And I had a fucking 1-year-old. That shit was crazy. So anyways, I'm not even gonna go into all the details about it, but she was one of those friends that she always had to insult you to make herself feel better or look better. We the same height, damn near the same size, but I'm bigger than her. She say I don't have no ass. She used to say she looked better in certain stuff than I did. It was just all this other shit that she used to say. And I was just like, I don't want to be around this person anymore. So eventually, dealing with her for, I think, another year, or maybe not even another year, it might have been like 6 months. And I realized I didn't want to be around her like that. So chop it up. I had got married, and I invited her over to my crib a couple times after I had got married, because I was trying to save my marriage and all kinds of other shit. Y'all, it's in one of my other podcasts. Y'all go back and listen to it, the shit that went down. But she was a habitual liar and still is to this day. I don't fuck with her no more because she was one-sided. I saw how she did the other chicks that she hung out with. She would talk cash code shit about them bitches and then be in their face, hee hee and ha ha, and the next day. I was like, yeah, no, that's not the type of person I want to be friends with. So I cut that shit off probably like a year ago, 2 years ago. I was done. And then she asked me, oh, so here, let me bring y'all up to date with that too. So I decided that I wanted to start a strip club for big girls. And I was trying to put the plans together and everything. I knew I was going to have to start off with little events first and build up to from the events and try to get to a club. At the time, my boyfriend at the time, he helped me come up with the name. So Exotica Plush Entertainment was my idea. My name first. My boyfriend helped me come up with it. So then I called her. And I'm going to call her Gemini because that's what she was. I called Gemini and I was like, would you like to be a part of this? Still, after all them fucking years of her not being a real friend to me, I still call myself trying to invite her into something. So I'm like, yo, you want to be a part of this? Because you said you used to be a stripper and I know that you can help me. You know, blase, blase. I'm good on the marketing. I'll be on the back end. You could work with the strippers or the dancers, the exotic dancers. Let me say exotic dancers. So I brought her into this thinking that we could make some money and build something off of it. Man. First of all, that shit flopped. I was promoting the shit more than she was. I was putting more money into it more than she was. I was talking to the exotic dancers and looking for places to do an event. And I was doing all of this other shit more than she was. Right? She goes, we gonna meet this dude to try to see if we can throw an event at his spot. And I think we had like 3 months to do it. 3 or 4 months to do it. Might have been 3 months. Now, I done got the money for the flyers. I done got some of the dancers ready. All we need is the crib. The spot to throw the event. So, dude say he was a liar too with his lame ass. He gonna say he was like part owner or co-owner of a club, a little nightclub. Little Jamaican club in Charlotte, right? So we like, all right, cool. How much it costs for us to throw our little event? He tell us, whoop-de-whoop. I'm like, all right, cool. Then, because I'm not I wasn't the flamboyant type like her.
he flocked to her and tried to holler at her. They kicking it and shit. I told her don't do it, because I'm like, bro, you mixing business with pleasure, and as soon as shit go wrong, he gonna be ready to not let us have our event. Same shit I said, this bitch went dead. She'll get involved with the nigga, playing with the nigga and shit. Now, she one of them chicks that don't know how to talk to dudes. And she's real, her mouth is real, like, she's real disrespectful at the mouth. So, her and the dude was kicking it. I don't know what the fuck happened between them two. She gonna say she ain't fucked, but he'll probably say they fucked. Because she used to lie about who she used to sleep with. I don't know why. So, they get into it. This is like probably a few days or a week before the event was time to go down. Nah, I had my part of the money for the shit, right? Because I was doing Uber and I also had a little job. She did not have hers. And she was taking the ticket money to pay her bills with. That's the other shit. Let me tell you about this event. She was taking the event money, the ticket money, paying like her bill or some shit, right? Come time for the event to go down, we don't have all of the money. So then I had to bum rush to try to get some more money to put towards it so that we can have the event. Now, we get there. This nigga is, he's late, right? We get there to set up and shit. This nigga is late. Because him and her done already got into it. Him and Gemini done already got into some shit. She done said some old disrespectful shit to him, right? So we done already, we late, set up. Everything is late. I overdraft my account, sold some shit just so I could get like an outfit and all kinds of other shit. It was crazy. Then this nigga shut us down. We didn't even stay up for like an hour. I think it might have been, that might have been an hour, just an hour. And he shut us the fuck down. After that, I was like, all right, cool. And then she called herself wanting to try to fight me over the whole fucking shit. But bitch, you was the one that fucked it up, because you was fucking with that nigga. You should have left his ass alone. After that, I was like, yeah, I'm for sure done now. I don't. This might have been the longest one, the longest one-sided friendship I've ever had. She used to say my kids were her niece and nephew, but wouldn't do a motherfucking thing for them. She wouldn't watch them. If I asked her to watch them, she complained about it. She had an issue with it. I got them something for Christmas. One year she said she had them something for Christmas. Never got it. Their birthdays, never seen her. I was like, how the fuck are you somebody auntie? And y'all, check this out. The bitch stayed right down the street from me. So there was no excuses. But she had time to be with everybody else's and they kid. But the person that she called niece and nephew, she never did a motherfucking thing for them. She never, birthdays, no happy birthdays, no Merry Christmases, no nothing. And we stayed right down the street from each other. Right. The longest one-sided friendship I've ever fucking had. Never again. So, when I say what about your friends, y'all gotta look at who y'all are around. I am so picky now about being friends with people. You ain't finna call me friend. Now, we can be acquaintance. We spoke. We can be associates. We socialized at one point. But a friend, I do not use that word loosely, because people are coming into your life, manipulating you, betraying you, belittling you. And then as soon as you say you don't like it or you don't want it, they are now offended and you are the problem. And I'm cool with being a problem. Because you're not finna treat me like shit. And I know that my heart is in a good place. And I know my heart is genuine. And I know that I have good intentions. You ain't finna treat me like shit. So I'll be the problem. I will be the fucking problem. Listen. That word friend has been strung around so loosely. For an example, I don't know if y'all remember the story up here in Charlotte, North Carolina. The girl, she went to Mexico. The young lady went to Mexico with her so-called friends. And then they recorded how they beat that girl up. And then they killed that child. I don't care what nobody say. They busted beat her up so badly that she could not breathe. They killed that child. That was supposed to be friends, right? Y'all just be careful who y'all link up with, because people be secretly jealous of you, secretly envying you, secretly plotting malicious shit on you, secretly praying for your downfall, and you don't even know it. Whole time you over here being a good friend, trying to be a good friend to the motherfucker. That shit is crazy, and it's real. It's seriously real. All I can say is, if you hear a little voice telling you a red flag, or throwing you a red flag, or showing you a sign, you need to take heed to it and listen to it. Because 9 times out of 10, that shit trying to save you from being friends with somebody who could eventually hurt you. I ain't got shit. I don't got much of anything. But my personality and my skill sets and my mental, my ability to do shit and get shit done, my ability to bounce back from shit, my ability to go out in this world any fucking where and make a friend with somebody or conversation with somebody, my ability to inspire motherfuckers that don't even say that I inspire them or motivate them, my ability to make someone laugh. I know. When I say I know, I know. So when motherfuckers are jealous and mad and envious of me, or I intimidate them, that's not my fucking problem. That's their problem. But if I was to be a friendly fucking person, I would be a fucking target. I really would be a target. Because some people who don't love themselves, they hate to see other people love themselves. Hear me when I say that. Some people who don't love themselves hate to see other people love themselves. You become a target when you love yourself, when you embrace your flaws, when you know who you are as a person. You become a fucking target to insecure people. So, you must be careful with who you become friends with. Be cautious. There's nothing wrong with making friends. I think friends are beautiful. Back in the days, friends are beautiful. These new friends, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what's going on with them. But I see a lot of people who have friends, good friends, and they've been friends with them for years. And I really think that is a beautiful thing. I'm not envious of it. I wish I could have had the opportunity to make friends with some people and be friends with them for years. Now, I have a few sisters that I can call sisters that I've had for years. And even if we fall out with each other, it's because some shit that was said that we didn't like that each other did. I do have a few, maybe like three or four. One of them I met years ago, a long time ago, and we can connect like nothing ever happened. I have another chick that I met when I came to Charlotte. My homegirl, she short and feisty, but that is my little nigga. Like, we may have, I don't even think we ever really fell out. We might just stop talking to each other. We might have fell out one time or twice, just didn't talk to each other. But when we connect, it's like nothing ever happened. Like, we didn't drop a beat. I got mad love for her. She got mad love for me. We done both seen each other struggle, and we done both seen each other come up on some shit. And I met her when I got to Charlotte. That's a friendship that I've had for over 10 years. I met another chick. That's my homegirl. We don't hang out like that. We don't talk every day. But if I needed her, I could pick up the phone and say, hey, I need you. And she would try her damnedest to be there for me. And I met her when I was married to my ex-husband. and I was getting ready to go through a divorce. I met her working at a call center. The coolest white chick ever. I have a sister that is in South Carolina that I met when I was younger. Like, so she has seen me go over many shit. She has met, I've known her since I was 15. And that's my foster sister. And she is another one that no matter what, she's always there showing love. And I appreciate, like, it's, I have real genuine, I have a few and I appreciate them. But I said all that to say, y'all be careful out here. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't for you. You have to use your discernment. Listen to your intuition, that little voice. If it's a little voice that keeps saying, uh-uh, you need to listen to that voice. Because I know some of the friendships that I was in, I shouldn't have been in. And I didn't listen to the voice. I didn't take heed. I didn't see the warnings. I didn't pay attention to the signs. Or I saw the signs and I ignored them. Real talk. And now I'm so quick to just jump off of it, off of a friendship. Like back then, those friendships, like the one that was for over 10 years, the one-sided Gemini, I had already decided that I was good on being friends with her. Because first of all, it was just a whole lot of shit. I think I'm gonna do a special episode for her. That one was a special friendship. I should have been left out in the long. She wanted to talk to people's ex-boyfriends and my ex-husband who she trying to get money out of. I'm like, what? All right, well, have fun with that shit. It was just weird. Very, very weird. But y'all just be careful. Some people you know aren't your friends. If they ain't putting as much effort into it as you are, that's not, don't do it. And that's how I felt about that last friendship from last year. I'm calling you, texting you. I told you I love you. I'm sitting here trying to check on you all the while I'm going through my mental shit and the chaos that's in my household. All I needed was another adult friend. But I put effort in, overplayed my position, and then for you to tell me you mad at me without giving me an explanation of why you was fucking mad, and you gonna ignore my phone calls and my text messages, cool dog. All you had to say was, I don't feel like being bothered. That's all you had to say. Like, I'm cool, I just don't feel like being bothered, you know. But communication is everything, bro. And a lot of friendships would still be intact if people would just sit down and communicate and listen to each other and try to understand. But the fucked up shit is, we as people, not all of us, but we as people don't listen to understand. Most of us listen to fucking react or reply. And that is why a lot of friendships go sideways. Because nobody wants to be the person that says, I'm just going to listen, I'm just going to understand. Nobody wants to fucking say, all right, I was wrong and you were right. People would rather just be like, well, this is how I feel, this is my feelings, this is how I feel, and this is this. So that's why friendships don't last. And this is why people are not friends anymore with certain people, because they don't take the time to be an adult and hold themselves accountable. So I said that to say, be mindful. Be mindful and listen and understand. Just, you know, be mindful. Listen to your heart. Listen to it. Pray about it. If you pray, write it down. If you write it, ask and seek if this is the person that you should be friends with when you meet somebody. A lot of times we know. If you like real into it, I think I said that right. Intuitive. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. If your intuition is on point, your guardian angels are always telling you something, or you are always listening and God is showing you signs, or whoever you pray to is showing you signs, you need to listen. A lot of times people would not go through so much hurt and pain and disappointment if they would just listen. So again, this episode was called What About Your Friends? And y'all really should go listen to that song. It's an old song, over 20 years, I think. It might be over like 15 years, 20 years. Anyway, yeah, it's about 20 years old. But listen to the words of the song, because this shit is real. And people are weird today, so y'all just be careful out there. Nah, I'm weird. People are fucking extra something today. They not even weird. They just extra something. I don't know the word for it. But yeah, thanks for joining my podcast episode today. I hope that I've said something that can help someone save themselves from bullshit and sucker ass shit. Because people really be on some sucker ass shit, real talk. And people be doing stupid shit. And people do shit that they wouldn't want done to them and then expect for you to be okay with it. So, yeah, let me not start. Y'all just be safe out here. Be safe, be mindful, embrace yourself, love yourself, learn yourself. So that when motherfuckers come around, you don't have to doubt yourself. Peace.